a little bit later on in the show, but this is definitely on many people's list, and especially if you're in the County Durham area. The voices of an East Durham mining village recorded over 30 years ago will be heard for the very first time in a special exhibition this week. Now, Going Back Brockens will be held at Horden Miners Cathedral to celebrate 125 years of the village. Writer Mark Hudson spoke to residents and miners back in 1991 and 1992, and that was to reflect on life since the strike in 1984. Our reporter Louise Hobson went along for a sneaky peek.
Tom, are you okay to just test the tapes? Hello, welcome to St Mary's Church in Horden, where we're having our exhibition Going Back Brockens. And we're just going into the main part of the church where we're holding our exhibition with my sound installation, which was is made of parts of 86 hours worth of interviews that I did with people in Horden in 91 to 1992, which was relatively shortly after the miners' strike and even more shortly after the closure of Horden Pit.
Margaret Thatcher was on my television saying, she hasn't closed the pit, the men have, the cells. Which they had, the men at certain pits decided to let the old pits close. Our men didn't. She can't say that about our pit. She closed our pit. Our men didn't close it. Our men fought for it.
My name is Mark Hudson, and I've made a kind of sound installation based on interviews with local people that I did 35 years ago, 1991 to 92. So I spent a lot of time looking for a subject to do another book. I thought, why don't I write about Britain? And I'll start my book on Britain in Horden. And funnily enough, I never got beyond the bus stop at the end of this street here in my efforts to move on from Horden. It was actually so fascinating, you know, the culture of Horden, the way all the different aspects of the village came together, you know, in a very small area. You had the miners' hall just about 100 yards along the road here that was like the political centre of Horden, where, you know, the miners' union met and all the different kind of parish council, the women's groups, all this craft group. Then over the road, you had the big club, the Working Men's Club, the legendary one, which has since been demolished. So that was like the social side. So it was all these things were kind of locked together.
How are we here 30 years on with you now sharing these voices?
Well, when I recorded the interviews, I recorded them solely so that I would have a record of what people had said for the book. I wasn't thinking they were going to have any life or purpose after this. They were just stuck in a box somewhere. I didn't think about it. And then a couple of years ago, one Christmas time, when I was trying to find stuff to chuck out, I opened this cardboard box and there was these exercise books of the transcriptions of the tapes. I just opened one and I was instantly magnetised. You know, I thought, there's amazing stuff here. And maybe I should try and dig out the tapes and do something with them. Of course, one of those great ideas that never come to anything until Narby Price asked me if I wanted to be involved in an exhibition with him. So I thought, okay, let's get those tapes out and see what we can do with them. I mean, as I said, people talk very, very honestly. They weren't afraid to show their emotions. You know, I think it was a nice opportunity for people. And now they're being heard here.
So what would you say to anyone who lives in the area about coming down and experiencing this?
I would absolutely love people to come. I would love people to listen and to know what they think of it. And whether people recognise people they know. You know, and suddenly think, wow, that's my auntie or something. I would love people who knew the people to kind of really connect to them through these voices, because they do really put themselves out there, even though they're not, most of the people aren't with us anymore, sadly. But they really live on in their words.
It was the funniest year of my life, the hardest year. I remember saying at the end, I'll never, ever be the same again.
Well, that exhibition's opening night takes place tonight at 5 o'clock, and then you can go and view it at 4 p.m. Until the 31st of August on all the other days. So go and head along to Horden Miners Cathedral to see that celebration of 125 years of village life.
Gary Phillips.